Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
The Priest Sex Abuse Summit is underway at the Vatican. On our newsline, CBS News correspondent Sabina Castelfranco in Rome. Sabina, Pope Francis addressed bishops today. What did he say?
Well, the Pope in his opening statement said to those that were gathered there that the holy people of God are expecting not simple and predictable condemnations from this summit, but concrete and effective measures to be undertaken. So he stressed that twice. He said, we need to be concrete. The Pope has called from all over the world, presidents of bishops' conferences, to discuss what has become a global problem. And that is why he called this unprecedented summit. He wanted all church leaders from across the planet to meet at the Vatican to discuss how to move forward with the problem of what he called the wound of sexual abuse perpetrated by men of the church.
Victims of pre-sexual abuse from all over the world have flocked to the Vatican for this summit. Do they seem to be supportive of this effort, or are they dubious?
They are very dubious. They're saying that this is much too late for this summit to be held. As we speak, they're actually holding a vigil in Rome. A group of them has been received by Pope Francis yesterday, in fact, about 12 of them. They weren't actually meeting with the Pope himself, but with the organizing committee that was set up by Pope Francis for this summit. So they had their opportunity to talk about what they expect from this summit. However, whether they will actually meet with the Pope himself remains unclear. The other interesting aspect is today at the summit, those that were present there heard from five different victims. These were recorded on video. So they heard the voices of five different victims from different continents of the world talking about the sexual abuse that they had suffered at the hands of priests. And these were very, very powerful statements. So it remains to be seen, though, whether the 200 participants that are present at the Vatican Synod Hall in this meeting with the Pope will be actually hearing from victims themselves inside the Synod Hall. It appears not.
Realistically, Sabina, what are the goals of this summit? What do they hope to tangibly achieve?
I think that the main goal of Pope Francis here is to ensure that church leaders in all countries are perfectly aware of this problem. I think this is a realistic goal. However, what the survivors would like is that the zero tolerance that Pope Francis promised when he became Pope, zero tolerance towards perpetrators and zero tolerance towards those who cover up abuse, that this be turned into church doctrine, this zero tolerance. Whether that's going to happen, that remains very unclear at the moment. I don't think we're going to see that quite yet. So it's these concrete results which are unclear. Another thing that needs to happen for the survivors is that once these victims are identified, that they be brought to justice. So that would be step number two. They first want zero tolerance to become a church doctrine, and then that those that are identified in the clergy abusing minors be brought to justice.
Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News in Rome. Sabina, thank you for joining us.
Thank you.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.